is the rest of the story. In the beginning, the game was played on a rectangular field with an upright post in each corner. The corner posts were the four bases, because this was early baseball. Folks were laughing at New Yorkers back then in the 1840s because New Yorkers were playing baseball on an infield diamond, one which was incidentally the same size and shape as today's diamond. So the sportsmen of that seaboard city were baseball pioneers in many ways. The Brooklyn Excelsiors team made baseball history in the summer of 1860 by touring. They made the world's first baseball road trip. Rochester, Albany. They visited Buffalo, Philadelphia, Wilmington, Baltimore, and throughout the tour, they did not lose one game. Of course, there was no official baseball championship in those days, and yet the Brooklyn Excelsiors were unquestionably the best in the country, and in general, the Brooklyn baseball teams of that era, and there were more than one, produced our nation's finest baseball players. As time passed, however, there arose an exception. A Brooklyn team that started strong in 1884, and after a few years, began to decline. That wasn't the only problem the team had. They couldn't find a name. They couldn't find a name that satisfied a majority of the intrepid fans. For a while, they called themselves the Bridegrooms, because in 1889, during that one season alone, six of the players were married. Subsequently, the Brooklyn Bridegrooms were dubbed the Superbas, after a famed aerobatic troupe of the gay 90s. Yet, as one sports writer pointed out, a translation of Superbas would be the Proud Ones, and the way that particular Brooklyn team was playing baseball at the time, the players had very little of which to be proud. So the baseball team's quest for a name continued. It was about this time that the greater New York City area was just getting accustomed to a new public transportation system, horse-drawn trolley cars. Now, the system by previous standards was elaborate, complex, a real hazard to city pedestrians. It seemed that folks were always getting surprised by and having to jump clear of those infernal trolleys. For those on... Now, don't get ahead of me here. You think you know the end before
ABC
we get there.
01.
For those on
Use
foot, narrow one. Escapes Please. Were indeed an everyday occurrence. And that is where it started. That is how this Brooklyn baseball team got its name. The name eventually stuck and survived the decades, even after the whole team was transplanted to the United States West Coast. You see, New Yorkers in general were nicknamed something in particular after their trolley car system was established, and that nickname quite naturally was adopted by a Brooklyn baseball team, a team that became a Los Angeles baseball team, but the title of which lives on in memory of the days when the pedestrians of New York were known as the Trolley Dodgers. And now you know the rest of the story.